Assuming that the voting machines are still functioning properly, members may show their attendance by voting. Does any member fail to vote? Would the clerk announce the roll?
28 present, 12 absent.
Mr. Parker?
Mr. Speaker, Mr. Randolph has been excused from the call of the House today. I move that the absent members be excused on official state business.
The clerk can note the presence of Mr. Chatterton, too. With just one more body, we'll have enough members present to advance bills. We don't have a chaplain with us this morning. With the permission of the group, I'll ask you to rise and I'll lead the group in prayer. Father, we meet in these chambers on a day that for many in this group is your Sabbath day. We ask your help in our deliberations, that we may serve the people that represent us, and we may serve you as well. Amen. Clerk, please. Mr. Duncan.
Speaker, I move National Unanimous Consent to Prayer be spread on the journal.
Hear no objection. Perhaps Mr. Brown has an objection.
Mr. Speaker, I have another motion.
Another motion is in order, Mr.
I move that the chaplain's salary be waived for the day.
I hear unanimous objection to that motion. So, will the clerk please certify the journal?
As chief clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the sixth day.
Mr. Parker?
Mr. Speaker, I asked the consent of the body that the journal be approved for the sixth day as certified by the chief clerk.
You've heard the motion. Is there objection? Hearing none, the journal is certified. We're down to introduction of guests. Are there any introductions? Mr. Anderson?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A, we have about four of the most powerful supporters of the Anderson campaign for Speaker, and since that went down in flames, they're a little bit disappointed, but they haven't given up on me. So I'd like to introduce them to you. They're really great, and I think a lot of the people that are here know who they are, but they've grown so since you've seen them last that I think maybe an introduction is in order. But in behind my wife is the oldest boy. His name is Kulla. The girl sitting next to my wife is Greta. She's really feeling wonderful because she just got a pair of contacts. And the youngest one right here, the one smiles at me all the time, no matter what's going on, is Everett. He's seven, and he's really a great guy. But the person who keeps us all together and keeps my feet on the ground, no matter what happens to me, is a person that I really dearly love. And it's a wonderful pleasure for me to introduce her. Her name is Dorothy Annette Erickson Anderson.
Are there further guests to be introduced to the body?
Mr. Speaker, may I have a brief deeds?
House stand deeds. House, come back to order. Mr. Parker?
Mr. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before the House, I'd move that the body stand in recess until 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the House stands in recess to 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Sounded better all the time. No, we don't have to have it on.
Speaker, I move nasty and ask consent that we stand adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Hearing no objection, we stand adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. You did that well.
test. And it did it twice in a row? After, I mean, you haven't done anything different?